Lawyers for six Yemeni Americans accused of providing support for the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization say their clients are no risk to the community. The men are all United States citizens from Lackawanna, New York, a suburb of Buffalo. Today, defense lawyers argued the men are pillars of their community and should be set free on bond. Prosecutors will get a rebuttal tomorrow.
NPR's Jackie Northam is at the courthouse in Buffalo. Jackie, the government claims that these men are a flight risk and a danger to the community. How are their lawyers combating that description?
Well, the defense lawyers say the government simply hasn't made its case. It hasn't provided enough evidence to say that these men are a flight risk or a danger to the community. Yesterday, the government painted this picture that the men have ties to Al-Qaeda because they went to the training camps in Afghanistan. Today, the defense lawyers say if the men did go, it was a long time ago, and it simply doesn't mean that they kept up those ties. They say that there's no evidence that the men took orders while they were at the camps. They went and they came back to live their lives in Lackawanna, just outside of Buffalo.
Has anything emerged that would suggest what the defense lawyers are thinking about as a strategy that might defend the men?
Sure. I mean, this is only a bail hearing, and it's a very protracted hearing. But you do get an idea how the lawyers are going to approach their cases. One attorney talked about, several attorneys said that their clients really thought they were just going over to Pakistan for religious training. Instead, they ended up at these camps learning how to use guns and explosives, that type of thing. Another attorney said that the camps were heavily guarded and they were in the middle of nowhere. So even if the men did want to leave, they didn't know where they were. Consequently, they ended up staying 5 to 6 weeks. Now, one of the men got out after 10 days. He faked an ankle injury, and he was really insistent that he leave. And as soon as he got back to the United States, there was a phone call from the FBI. Now, this was 16 months ago, a few months before the September 11th terrorist attack. So you get an idea that the FBI really was on top of this. But as far, you know, it goes back to flight risk as well. He kept in touch with the FBI to the point where he was even allowed to go make a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia for 3 weeks. So if he's allowed to, you know, go to Mecca for 3 weeks, he's certainly not considered a flight risk now. That's their argument.
The Muslim community there has had nearly a week to absorb the news of these arrests, take count. How are they responding?
Well, they are continuing to rally around the men and behind them. And as part of, you know, the arguments by the defense lawyers, they say that each of the men can come home with about $650,000 that the community is putting forward. They're putting up their houses, their businesses, other assets, not only from Lackawanna, but also from areas like Michigan and that type of thing. So they're still behind them. They still, you know, believe that these men are innocent.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking with us from the federal courthouse in Buffalo, New York.